T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Slacker and Steve.
So there's a show called Mindhunter, and I don't know why it took me so long to watch it, because it's all about my favorite things.
Harry Potter.
Oh.
What?
Well, that took a turn.
What is it?
Murders.
Oh, murder. Oh.
Yeah.
I moved off of Potter. On to murders now.
That Avada Kedavra was a little...
Okay. So what? Where is it?
It's on Netflix, but I started watching it this weekend, and you guys always make fun of me because I like Hamilton, and the guy who plays the king is the lead in it. That's all.
I have seen Mindhunters.
Really?
I've seen, I think, the first season. I watched it. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
What makes it good? Like, what's...
There, it's like real.
It's a mix of real and, like, new detective guy, because he's interviewing Ed Kemper. He was a real murderer.
Oh, okay.
And so, and they do a great job comparing the interviews of the real guy and the actor.
I can't get convinced to try anything else. Like, there's too much content out there now that, like, people are still trying to get me to do Game of Thrones, and I'm like, it's just too late. Mm-hmm. I just can't.
Like, there's new shows coming off of it. You need to watch it.
No.
I'm a hard pass. Like, I am literally, slowly but surely, I might cut the cord even further.
Really?
And not have anything. I'm paying for HBO Max, and I have not turned it on.
Oh, I use it constantly.
For what?
Generation is good. There's Euphoria. That's good.
Sesame Street is on HBO Max.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. All of them, like way back to the 70s.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty interesting. Big Bird looked a little scary back in the day. A little rough around the edges.
He wasn't as good, right? It was more like socks. Like, now he's in a costume.
Yeah, yeah.
But when it first started, it was bad.
Yeah, it was.
I get that.
And it was a her.
It was?
Uh-huh. Inside the costume.
Where are they in the costume? Because is their hands doing the beak? Because then they also have hands outside. It's like a three-armed person in there or something.
Eyes and the,
yeah,
eyes.
Who's like, I need
I
to
never
understand.
Thought about that.
Yeah, it's weird.
Especially for Big Bird, so tall.
I've spent, like, when I was a kid, I wanted to be Jim Henson. Like, I made puppets and did all this stuff. And I would stare at Big Bird and I could never figure it out. I'm sure we can Google it right now and I'll show you exactly how that is.
Not as fun.
No, it's not. I mean, I would spend hours going, if that's there, then there's only one arm out and then the other arm's a dead arm. And do they go back and forth if they need to do something with their right arm?
They have sticks that control the puppet's arms.
But not Big Bird. Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Because the sticks, like Ernie and Bert had sticks. You could always see the sticks. And I got kind of good with the sticks.
And Snuffleupagus was two, just like your normal 2-1 in the back.
It was.
Over, I think, yeah.
That was huge.
Big.
Yeah. Did he talk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you should read Jim Henson's biography. It's pretty fascinating.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, for real, I wanted to be him hard.
Wow.
Like, I watched Fraggle Rock from the beginning. Like, I loved everything Jim Henson did. Like, the Labyrinth movie, was that him? Yeah. Was that Labyrinth? The one with, like, David, there was, like, puppet, like... That's a David Bowie thing. Nobody in the room knows what I'm talking about.
Sorry.
All right, never mind.
I got on the Jim Henson train late.
You did?
Yeah.
You seem like you would have been a puppet guy.
I was a big puppet guy. Yeah, big Sesame Street guy. Okay. But I started with Sesame Street.
Did anybody else? Oh, that's right. We've talked about it. You tried to do the thing.
Yeah, the ventriloquism.
Which is the dumbest thing you can ever try to do.
Especially we go into radio. Nobody can see me talking anyway. Right. So it doesn't matter if I'm moving my mouth.
So how many seasons of this stupid show are there? I mean, this great show that we're all going to watch now, quick. Like,
I'm not sure. Maybe two.
Oh, all right. Because Steve has finished Netflix, so he's looking for something like legitimately. So it's not a documentary, but it's shot like a documentary, kind of. No?
It's not. It's a normal shot like a show.
Okay.
Following this one detective. But it's like half facts and then adding this new guy in.
The thing I remember the most from the season I watched was there was one killer who was obsessed with women's shoes. And it came to find out that when he was a little kid, he was wearing the little shoes and his mom caught him and took the shoes out and burned them. Like, you can't do this anymore. Burn the shoes. And that is what, like, triggered him to be
a murderer.
Super into it. Yeah. And it's scary because you never know when you're going to mess your kids up.
It's so weird that you mentioned that. Well, I just listened to this podcast this morning about him. And he had this, I don't remember what it's called, but BTK had it as well. It's some sort of mental thing where he got it like super fixed on it. So the women that he would kill, he would cut off their feet and keep them.
So this is real killers.
My gosh.
Yes. Oh. But his thing was also mental. I'm not trying to scapegoat or whatever, but he had something else. So Leo is safe.
Okay, good.
Is all.
For now.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.